We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave Leventhal joining us live this morning, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Business Insider. And today marks day one of House hearings into the January 6th Capitol riot. Dave, what can we expect?
We can expect that it's going to be a very emotional and potentially very partisan type of affair here. First, on the emotional side, there are going to be four law enforcement officials, two Capitol police officers, two D.C. police officers who are going to testify before this committee. And what they say is likely going to focus on exactly what you just described, the events of January 6th, and what they felt, what they saw, what they heard, what they experienced. And, of course, the experiences that many law enforcement officials felt on that day and experienced on that day were dramatic at best and were devastating at worst. So expect to see and hear lots of details about it, precisely that.
So this commission happens, this investigation happens, a report comes out, and, you know, then what happens?
Well, nothing may happen, Brian, and that's just the truth of the matter. We need to step back just for a moment to remember what was being discussed a couple of months ago, which was a truly even bipartisan commission that was going to be independent, produce a report, and have the heft and the weight that would come with something that that was Republicans and Democrats 50-50 producing that kind of report. It's a little bit more difficult to refute the findings of a report or a commission finding if both sides are equally involved in it. This is not that. This is a select committee, and it may seem like a small difference, but it's a very important difference, Brian, because Democrats are dominating this committee, but they said, look, we're going to follow the facts, and we're going to tell the truth. Now, if you're a Republican, you may not believe that. Republicans in Congress, many of them don't believe that, which is why this is not a panel that many of them were even allowed to participate in. House leadership on the Republican side decided to just basically say, no, we're not going to do it. There will still be a couple of Republicans represented. One is Liz Cheney, who of course, has kind of been cast out of the Republican Party, if not completely, definitely symbolically, in a lot of corners because of her criticism of Donald Trump. So there are going to, as I mentioned before, be some serious partisan overtones to these proceedings, and Republicans are likely not to go along quietly with the activities that the committee is going to put forth over the next many days.
Is there any way that this could have been investigated without partisan politics?
Well, it is first of all, in law enforcement quarters themselves and through the federal government and local governments as well. There are separate, completely apart, parallel investigations going on in a criminal sense. So the individuals who raided the Capitol, who stormed the Capitol, who attacked the Capitol, they are being prosecuted as we speak right now. And there are now hundreds of people who are in the law enforcement system, who have been arrested, who have been accused of crimes of all various sorts for their participation. This committee has a very different sort of mandate. This is not a criminal mandate. They're not trying to accuse or prosecute people in a criminal sense, but they are trying to instead get to the bottom of what exactly caused this riot, what exactly caused this attack, and whatever findings that they have, whatever report that they ultimately create is going to be very much centered, Susan, around that point.
I hear everyone's how important it is to, get to the bottom of it. But don't we already know? I mean, aren't all those questions already answered, and they have been a million times?
Some people would argue no, they haven't, and or that many people who don't believe that this was a serious thing need to be told that it was. You know, I was here on January 6th. I saw what happened in the aftermath of it. It was, I think you can objectively say, one of the worst days in modern U.S. history, and that the seat of power, regardless of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, put your partisanship aside. I mean, the U.S. Capitol got attacked and was breached during a moment of the democratic process taking place. So that was about as dramatic and serious as I think you can get here in Washington, D.C., short of, and people were killed, too. So, you know, this was something that was incredibly serious, and it almost seems it would be equally unthinkable for there not to be a deeper investigation into the seeds of why this happened. Now, many Republicans, of course, are very concerned that this is just going to be, in their opinion, yet another witch hunt against President Donald Trump. Well, believe that or not believe that, there's still a lot to be uncovered about truly the events that led up and the criminality that is involved, even though this is not in and of itself inherently a criminal proceeding.
Dave, how long are these hearings expected to last?
Oh, this is going to take a while. So the hearings are likely to go on days and days and days. Could potentially spill into weeks. It's not going to be open-ended in the sense that we're going to be dealing with this sometime as we speak at this moment next year, and it's going to wrap up much sooner than that. But, yeah, we could still be talking about this very much in the fall.
Hey, Dave, thanks so much. It's Dave Leventhal joining us live, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief over at Business Insider.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!